Good morning. It's interesting that the Chovos HaLevavos in our continuing series on Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, it's interesting to note that the Chovos HaLevavos continues with his responsibility for each of us to ask ourselves and be aware of how much time we're spending on this world, how much of time are we spending preparing for the next one. We've been taught not to get too attached to wealth, says the Chovos HaLevavos. After all, in next week's Torah reading in Parshas Vayetze, we are going to read about Yaakov Avinu, who runs away from the land of Beersheba on his way to Haran. Remember, he went for two reasons, as we'll see in this week's Torah portion. One reason, because his father sent him there to go find a wife. But the other reason is because his mother overheard that his brother Esav was out to kill him. There were two separate purposes in the trip. One was forward-thinking. One was indeed turning a reverse to try to make sure that he doesn't get tripped up by his brother. On the way, Yaakov Avinu wakes up after falling asleep on the mountain, and he makes a deal with God. He says, if God is with me and he protects me, and Mielo Kimi Madi Ushmarani Baderech Hazeh, and then he adds two words, V'nasan li lechem le'echol u'beged l'bosh, God will give me some bread to eat and a jacket or some clothing to wear. He keeps his requests very limited to the most basic needs in life. The Chovos HaLevavos seizes on this idea and warns us that when we're seeking out what we need out of life, it's more important to ask ourselves, are our needs being taken care of? If they aren't, then we have a responsibility to go ahead and take care of our basic needs. No one is supposed to sit down and starve within this world. But at the same time, if we make our goal in life the primary mission of trying to go ahead and find labor-saving devices or other extras and luxuries that aren't necessary within our lives, then we wind up overspending our time. The things we think we're wasting, we're holding out for to make our lives easier, indeed become much harder. To use his example, he says, if a person gets too interested in feeding himself, he winds up just merely being obese. If he starves himself for that certain look, he winds up creating a situation of weakness. If he's so interested in being clothed over and over in the deepest, latest fashions, he winds up being stuck sweating under heavy clothing. And if, on the other hand, the person turns around and winds up uncovered, dressing in the most minimum, such a person winds up being cold. It's interesting that in all four of the examples of the Chovos HaLevavos, the extreme opposites of obesity and anorexia, the extreme opposites of being overclothed and underclothed, are all part of today's societal challenges, specifically in the modern world and in the United States. We, on the one hand, are suffering from the greatest obesity epidemic known to man. At the same time, the United States is home to a very large component of people who suffer from anorexia. Body shaming is an issue, and the desire to control one's weight and be overly protective of one's weight exists and coexists alongside the obesity epidemic. They're two sides of the same coin. People who are running after things in this world that are not necessarily mission statements and desires. They're not mission statements for things that lead to a greater purpose within life. The world of fashion, on the one hand, gets us to work and dress in the strongest ways to be able to add more and more to our closets. But while we're adding more and more to our closets, the modeling seems to be highlighting dress that is less and less. It's ironic. But the commonality of the Chovos HaLevavos many years ago rings true today in 2019. What we're all changing and chasing within the process is benefiting from and chasing after that which is deemed to be valuable, but only valuable in this world. And those goals don't seem too important to us. The less time we spend trying to keep up, the less time we spend trying to demand that all of our energies go into achieving a particular look, and instead work on achieving a sound mind and body in order to be able to be focused on that which is important, namely, the ability to serve God and do that which He has in mind for us, both in this world and next, will certainly benefit us. If we take that benefit into our minds, we will not only be able to curb all the side overarching thoughts, but we will refocus ourselves into healthy living here and now, which will translate into healthy living and abilities to achieve more in the world to come. Have a terrific day and a happy Thanksgiving.